Our suggestion today is crocodile.
Whoa! Get your arm away from there! Tony, get your arm away from there!
Oh, I could get my arm away from there, but would that be entertaining?
Tony, you're just... It's a practice performance for the family, okay? Get your arm away from the fake crocodile.
Larry, when I ride a bus, I take off my seatbelt. There's only one way to do it, and that's to do it live! And you're gonna join me, right, pal?
I want you to be safe. I want me to be safe. How much of a... Are you going to put more of a leash on the mouth than the body of the real crocodile than this thing? This little contraption you got set up with the cups and the... It looks like it's loose. It's loose. You could just run anywhere.
Come and
snap right at you.
That is the excitement. Now, kids, I want you to know that safety is the number one value that we believe in this school.
I have a question.
Yes, Roger, what's your question?
Roger here, 8 years old, proud student at South of the Bay Elementary, go snapping clams. I have a question for, okay, so I know, like, seatbelts are important for, like, riding in a car.
Uh-huh.
But, like, what if, like... You know, what if, like, the devil told you to put a seatbelt on? It's like the devil's.
Oh.
It's like the devil's work. So, like, you know?
I'm glad you asked that, Roger. Yes, you need to put a seatbelt around your mind. That means not looking at forbidden texts. That means burning forbidden books. That means averting your eyes from temptation.
Yeah, I have a question.
Yes, Larry.
Larry here, 5 years old. Pre-K going on K. Go clams. I was wondering, what if I made my own seatbelt? Like what if I tied string together and I said, this is a seatbelt, and then...
Larry, bless your heart. You've been... in this grade for the last 6 years, and...
Go clams!
Go clams! You are the pearl in our clam, Larry, and sometimes I think this is some kind of 21 Jump Street situation, the way your voice is so low and you're...
Whoa! Who said I was 60?
The walls have ears, Larry, and... And the one thing I would encourage you to do is be safe and don't investigate the teachers.
Well, that seems right.
Hey, you know that kid that's been here for, like, 7 years? He's been, like, hanging out around the teacher's lounge and, like, looking... Have you guys noticed that?
I noticed that too. You guys hanging out where he's like investigating. He's got like a magnifying glass. It's very obvious.
I know. He's always going in and out of that unmarked white van. I'm beginning to think that our drug operation is in jeopardy.
Yeah, I'm worried we won't be able to score sweet cash at the school anymore.
I mean, you know, all for one for all. We're in this.
Go clams!
And if we want to keep those clams coming, we can't sell anyone else out, okay, you guys? Put your hands in.
Okay.
No squealing on three.
One, two,
three. No squealing! Eagle's Nest to... 10-year-old boy, come in.
Eagle's Nest, are you all right? Are your allergies kicking in? Is that time of year again already?
Choo-choo! I'm allergic to awesomeness. Yeah, total pollen count really high. Really high pollen count right
absolutely,
now.
Absolutely. You gotta know those things when you're doing these stakeouts.
Yeah. You got any Allegra or antihistamine?
Oh, yeah. Plenty of Allegra. Do you want some Allegra?
Oh,
Will that make you sleepy? Does that make you sleepy?
A little bit. Oh, boy. Yeah. Oh, that's the stuff.
Are you supposed to take those with food? Well, do you want some pretzels? Oh, I can't remember.
Sure, yeah. Oh, nice. These are gluten-free, right?
Yeah, they're gluten-free, unsalted.
Oh, great.
It just works for any situation. You never know who you're going to stake out with, am I right?
Yeah, that's right, Novitsky. I'll just put my own gluten in here. There we go.
Oh, wow, that's an interesting contraption. You're just injecting gluten straight into the pretzels.
I'll tell you, nothing gets you high like a pretzel full of homemade gluten. Try it.
No, I haven't heard that before. Where did you learn that? Did I miss something in school, or?
Novitsky, I've been in deep cover for a long time. Sometimes you lose yourself, man. But here's some of that pretzel. You want to try it?
Oh, sure, yeah.
What do you think?
Well,
yeah, man.
My toes haven't felt this tingly in 6 years.
I swear to God, I can feel every molecule of air dancing on my skin right now.
Wow, that's a lot. That's significantly more of an effect than me. Are you sure you're not, like, reacting too much to this gluten?
Well, I also have an allergy to the pollen, so ka-choo! Yeah, man.
Oh, got a little on my face there. That's okay, though. So, it's fun that they give us walkie-talkies, even though we're right next to each other, isn't it? They help make it fun.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Over. This just in. News flash. There's a situation going on. The pollen count is astronomically high. There are clouds of bees, and they've been raining down pollen from the skies.
That's right. Bees have just been throwing pollen down to the floor. It's like, well, I'll venture to say, my dear co-host, Dr. Steen. Yes. Have you ever seen that movie, Bee Movie?
No, but I feel like I'm living it.
That's correct. That is one of the three plots in the Bee Movie. Huh. Is the bees are rampage against the humans.
Chet, now, are these killer bees, or are they friendly bees?
Now, see, that's where people get confused. Any bee can be a killer bee. It just needs motive and opportunity.
So that would explain all the deaths in our town.
That's right, that's right. So people see a bee, it looks like it's not a literal killer bee. They think it's friendly, but... Well, the bees have a lot bottled up for a long time, and I think they're now enacting their sweet vengeance, Dr. Steen.
Yes, they've been quite oppressed. I do appreciate that it requires motive and threat, so if you don't make eye contact or look at them funny, you won't end up, you know, dead on the sidewalk covered with welts, right?
Likely not, unless you or your family are somehow more entwined with the bees than you initially know, like some kind of family dispute. You and maybe a great relative of yours, say your great-great grandmother and the bees' great-great-grandmother used to go out bowling together, but then one of them thought the other cheated at bowling. See, that could be a familial kind of vengeance passed down through the ages.
Would it be a problem if my Nana was a Kodiak bear? Would that cause an issue?
Well, it depends. Does she bowl?
Like, oh, a
but
champ.
The bees do hate Kodiak bears. They do.
Well, you know, I think the important thing is here that maybe we can open a dialogue. Perhaps there's a misunderstanding that could be cleared up.
That's right. That's why we brought you in, Dr. Steen, the world's leading, what is it called again? Oh gosh, that's why you're here.
Biologist,
that's right, and negotiator. So we have the queen bee, just off over here.
Hi!
My liege, hello.
I am the queen of the bees. What I say goes, and what I say stings, stings.
Absolutely, your wisdom is beyond question, m'lady. I hear you are going to have a conversation with Dr. Steen here.
Yes.
You, of course, on the behalf of the bees, and Dr. Steen on behalf of the humans, to reach some sort of an accord.
Yes, I feel like you, your group of stinging insects is quite misunderstood.
Yes, I think that people have a narrative around bees. We just want to be left alone.
Just want to be left alone.
Yes, I have a lot of eggs, and I'm always having sex in order to make more eggs. It's a kind of a full-time job.
Wow, the dedication. The dedication of the queen of the bees, everybody. Beautiful. Amazing.
Yes.
So it's true, you do lay eggs?
Yeah. You see my belly? I'm about to have...
Yes.
What is there, like, a Roman numeral number for, like, 14?
Yes, it's 14.
I'm gonna have 14 uplets right what? Now.
Wow,
you can see put your hand on my stomach. What is it? Do you feel it?
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, an amazing experience for me.
Yeah.
It feels like a large number of bees.
It is. And, you know, we're all about family and community and actually we have no desire to sting people.
Wow. And what about just drop tons of pollen on people? Is that an inherent desire or is there something behind that?
I guess you could call it a little passive-aggressive. I love pollen. I just assume everyone else does.
Oh, classic misunderstanding. You see, humans don't like being pelted with so much pollen that they can't see.
Are they, allergic to awesomeness or something?
You know, some of them are.
Ka-choo! So, Novitsky... This stakeout is oh gosh, I feel like my eyes are watering. My throat is quite itchy.
Your eyes are both just completely bloodshot.
I can't open them.
Right. Well, let me just take out my awesome Game Boy Color, entertain myself for a little bit.
Can I get another bite of your pretzel?
You want to bite the? I thought you had a. Do you have a gluten allergy?
I got some gluten additive. I'll throw on there.
Whoa, buddy! I think you had enough. You can't see, and we're on a stakeout.
You gotta be my eyes and ears, Davitsky. What do you see?
There's a couple of kids. They're up to no good. It seems as though they may be making trouble.
Troublemakers. 5 o'clock. I don't know why I picked that number.
Whoa, fellow fish teens. Our pizza's here.
Sweet, man. Pepperoni.
Wait, pepperoni?
Yeah.
Oh.
And anchovies.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I'm happy to eat that, but I felt like we had, like, a long-standing understanding that we would just get cheese pizza, because that's what everyone, you know, kind of averages out to likes.
I guess, you know, a lot of people don't like anchovies or pepperoni, and they could remove them, perhaps.
I mean...
More for me.
Honestly, I feel like the rest of the group isn't brave enough to say it, but I'm a little uncomfortable as a fish teenager eating another fish.
Oh, I see what you mean there. Yeah, well, I'm a little uncomfortable.
Oh no, what? Why? Let me help you with that.
Yeah, there's a long string of poop hanging off.
Oh no! Oh, what?
See, I was uncomfortable about just in the presence of this food, but you have a direct, immediate discomfort.
Yeah, do you see?
Wait, is it it's like hanging off of you or off the pizza? I can't see your slice.
It's actually just one continuous... the slice goes in my mouth, and it comes out as a string of poop, and it's unbroken. Solid.
Here unit. I am complaining about food that my fellow buddy, Fishteen, ordered to give to me, and that my body has a long strain of poop hanging throughout their whole body. I'm sorry. Well, Raphael, what can I do to help you? Do you want me to pull or push?
Jerry, I think the only cure for eating too much pizza is eating even more pizza.
All right. I'll push pizza into your mouth.
Yes, there it is.
Take that. There you go.
So you see, kids, safety is the number one value at our academy, Go Clams, and that's why I'm passing out helmets today.
I have a question.
Yes, go ahead, Jaren.
What if I already taped a rock to my head in case of incident? Do I have to wear a helmet then?
Wow, you are a step ahead. You know what? You're practicing safety at an eighth grade level in our fourth grade class. Everybody, follow Jared's lead here. Let's all put tape rocks to our head. Passing out the string. Get a nice rock there.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Fellow fourth grader here. What if I I don't want a helmet or a rock because I already have horns. Big red horns. Am I safe? I don't want to be off-putting. I feel like my head's already protected.
Carl, I honestly, I don't think it's safe, but I'm too frightened of you to say anything about it. So you can do what you want, you know, with your cloven hooves and your horns and taking of the souls of your fellow classmates and such.
Sure, yeah. Actually, while we're here, while everyone's gathered, I have a book report I'm pretty proud of. If anyone wants to listen,
I'd love to regale us.
Okay. So I made a book cube for this. I made a three-dimensional cube, and on each side I put a different kind of part of the book.
Cool.
So I have a summary. I have an artist's intent. I'll just sum the whole thing up. So the book I read was, The Wizard of Earthsea by Ursula K. Le Guin.
Oh, classic.
Really, really beautiful piece of literature. A young wizard, starts following his path, becoming more powerful, having to face even himself.
Carl, I read that book, and now that I see it in 3D?
Yeah, I made the book 3D. It was 2D before, because it was just words.
Yes.
It's a cube.
You've cubed my enjoyment of this literary masterpiece. I feel like I'm reading my own soul.
Excellent. Look into the cube.
It's hypnotic. I'm lost. Now I'm swimming in the cube.
Yes. You are the Wizard of Earthsea.
Oh my god. People of Earthsea, it is I, the Wizard.
Oh, hey, cool. Hi, Wizard.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, good
What's
to see
up?
You. Well, you know, I grew a really long beard.
What? No way! Yeah. Hey! Hey, Tim! The wizard's back with a beard!
Down to my belly button.
What? No way! Cool beard! Cool belly button!
You like it?
Yeah! Oh, well, that's nice.
And this hat. This hat, actually, I'm actually not this tall. You know, but when I wear this hat, I'm like an extra foot taller.
Oh, I get it now. It's the hat goes higher than your height.
It, yeah.
You don't have like a cone-shaped head, but it's, I understand.
It's called magic, kids. Who wow. else wants to join the Wizard Academy?
Well, if I become a wizard, I'll get taller, or I'll just have a big hat.
People will think you're taller, and you'll have a long, luscious beard.
And then a belly button? Was that the other thing? Was you just have a belly button?
Well, the beard goes down to your belly button.
Oh!
But
I thought you were just pointing at your belly button. I was just, you know, the other things were cool, so I was trying to appease you.
Well, you know, it used to be an innie, and then alakazam! It's an outie!
Wow! Oh, hey! Was that the magic word? Do I even have to bother with the school anymore? Let me see. Alakazam! Oh, look, I got a beard!
Wow. I guess...
Okay, cool. I'm a wizard now.
Yes, that's basically the whole thing.
What were we going to do at the school? Sounds like you gave it all up.
I was going to charge you a lot of money.
And what? Then,
yeah.
For education?
Well, you know, well, wizards got to eat. A wizard likes nice things.
I feel like there could be a situation in which a wizard passes on the education to everyone that benefits society, and thusly society gives a small portion of their means for the wizard to do so.
Well, yes. Yes, I certainly encourage it, and I think we can start a trend, a movement, if you will. Increasing brand awareness is always a good thing.
Whoa, hold on, buddy. All right, so, yeah. You know, what I was referring to was nearly a, one might say, and Tim, back me up on this, all right, is that what I was suggesting was some kind of, like, socialized educational experience from the wizards, and then you just jump right back to this privatized branding kind of concept.
Well, Tim, you know, yes, do people deserve an education and an equal opportunity? Yes. Our charter schools...
All right, then we're on the same page. Okay, great. Alakazam! Oh, look, I have a hat.
I love your hat. And I'm going to put on this thinking cap. And a cap is short for capitalism. And what I would love to say about charter schools is if everybody has money, then we're all, like, equally rich and poor, but then you can't kind of, you know, oppress people, which is, you know, something I like to do.
Whoa, jeez! You essentially came to our village to get us help you to oppress people?
Join me in oppressing other people. We can all drive fancy sports cars.
Hey, everybody, the magic word is alakazam. That's the whole thing.
Wait a second. I'm going to... That actually is my intellectual property, and my lawyer over here is going to have...
Alakazam! Oh, look! Now I have a sports car!
You're making everybody rich! That makes me poor!
Sounds like you fell victim to a system you set up.
Oh, your wizardry. The student has become the teacher.
That's scene.